right. I'd like to welcome you to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls. We're saving businesses. We're saving jobs. We're saving our community. Now, if I save a soul along the way, don't hold that against me. We'll just call that icing on the cake. Because the mission here at the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show is to build strong businesses in our community so that we can put our people to work. And we do that with business development, job creation, and service. So if you ever find yourself at a business crossroads and not sure which way to turn, just turn on the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show, because we're on a mission. As the French say, CC La Mission du Radio Marketing Pulpit, and just we, Robert Gatewood, both your host. Tell you what, folks, this is a show about economic empowerment, and we try to bring it. We try to keep people on the up and up, informed, inspired, energized. And, of course, we got to learn about some marketing, because if you're thinking about starting a business and you're not sure about how to market that business, then this is the place you want to be. Also, share this information in this show with others who may be in the business world. If you're an entrepreneur or know someone, then you're going to, this information that you get here, believe me, people are paying good money for this information, but I'm willing to share it at no cost to you because of my commitment to the economic uplifting of our community. And we need some businesses in our community. We need to put our people to work. We need good paying jobs. And of course, all of those things feed into my mission of economic empowerment. I am not a preacher. I am a preacher of the marketing gospel. My dad was the minister. He was the one that had the covered the spiritual side. And people tell me, say, look, even though you are not a minister, I just feel my spirit being uplifted. That's okay. I'll take that. I'll take that. I'm Robert Gatewood. Of course, my company is Gatewood Marketing and Web. And you can find out more about me and what I do on my day job, which is economic business development, marketing, branding, logo design, web design, anything it takes to get a business off the ground, then that's what I do. You can visit my company at gatewoodmarketing.com. You can also call me at 301-839-2836 and set up yourself a free consultation. Just have a great show lined up as always. Matter of fact, I have in the studio this young lady sitting next to me, Miss Martina Myers. Man, I'm so excited for her. I just don't know what to say. She went out there to California, and she brought home the national crown of Miss Teen Globe of United States. Yay. And, of course, her mom's over here. Who's Hey, there's Mom Donna over there. And she has been, of course, pushing her daughter and inspiring her. And, folks, this is what motherhood and family is all about. You support your children. You give them. You show them the way. You teach them right. And then, of course, they go out and do great things. And Martina is the embodiment of all of those great characteristics. So I want to say congratulations to the mom and congratulations to Martina. And we're going to talk about her experience in a little later in the show. So Martina, welcome. Why don't you introduce yourself quickly while we're warming up for later on?
Hi, I'm Martina Myers, Miss Teen Globe, United States.
Well, can you hear that? Miss Teen, I mean the whole country. And then, well, I'm not even going to try to steal her thunder. I'm not going to try to steal her thunder. She's going to tell us about the experience a little later on in the show. All right. Also, we have joining us today, we have a new co-host coming on in a few moments, attorney Jessica Charles. And she's going to be the co-host on the first Friday of the month. And I'd like to welcome her to the studio by virtue of telephone. Good morning, Jessica. Hello, Jessica. Are you there? Okay, can't hear Jessica right now. So hang on there, Jessica. We're going to get you plugged in here in a minute. We also, coming up later on, we're going to have Dr. Mildred Charles talking about her upcoming event, Passion, Purpose, and Pathways. That's coming up tomorrow over at Prince George's Community College. It's a great event. She's going to tell us all about that. And so we have a lot of things going on today. Later in the show, I'm going to talk about Facebook and Twitter. They've been battling it out really since the early days, but now they have a standoff over this issue of political ads. Should campaigns, should Facebook, should Twitter ban political ads, and should Facebook follow suit? So that's coming up later on in this show today. So we got a great show lined up here. You can tune in by Facebook Live. You can go to marketingpulpit.com and get all of the listening options. But we're broadcasting live from downtown Silver Spring, right outside of Washington, D.C., the nation's capital, in the illustrious Radio 1 studio. We're broadcasting on the Signal 1450 WLAM. And you can, they have an app, great app. And you can also go to WLDCnews.com and listen online. And if you want to join us in our conversation, you can call us at 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. And is Jessica Charles, is Attorney Charles, are you there? Okay. She's not there yet. Okay. All right, we're going to keep moving along here, folks. This is the Marketing Pulpit. I'm Robert Gatewood, your host, and we are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. Next week, we're going to have, of course, our accountant, Felicia Day. She comes on the second Friday of every month. On the third Friday, we have therapist Owena Cullins, and she brings some great information on how to navigate some of the social and mental issues facing families and couples and everybody else. Then on the fourth Friday, we have Danny Jones, the debt relief specialist. So we just have a great group. And, of course, we have our, like I said in the studio, we have our special guest, and she has her own little segment called All Things Pageantry. And so just glad to have her joining us this morning. So you still excited over there, Martina?
Of course.
I mean, what was that like, though? I'm sure that had to be an exciting experience.
Yes, it was definitely a dream come true, and I'm so thankful still for it.
I bet you are. So we're going to talk about that a little later on. We're going to talk quickly about some of the news that's going on. We're going to have Attorney Charles joining us shortly. The chicken wars is continuing. Now, Chick-fil-A has, this is kind of funny, Chick-fil-A emailed an apology to its customers because it was promoting National Chicken Sandwich Day, which takes place on a Sunday when Chick-fil-A is closed. Not a smart move on Chick-fil-A's part. So, but one thing you might do before... Oh, come here, Charles. Okay, we got a couple of Charles today. So Chick-fil-A had a little egg on his face, no pun intended, because it was promoting National Chicken Day on Sunday, which it is... on a date that is closed. And so, of course, Popeyes took advantage of it, and they sent out a screenshot of, seriously, y'all good? Talking about Chick-fil-A. And, of course, Chick-fil-A, speaking of Popeyes, they're bringing back that chicken sandwich on National Sandwich Day on November 3rd. So I don't want to see. Now, if y'all don't come out to this event we're talking about tomorrow, I don't want to see y'all in line at this chicken place. So if you're going to get in line, tomorrow the line you should be in for the Career Options Day, and that's going to be sponsored by none other than our guest on the phone, and that is Dr. Mildred Charles. And welcome to the show, Dr. Charles.
Mr. Gatewood, how are you? Happy Friday, and happy Friday to your awesome, amazing listening audience.
And say hello to my guest, my special co-host, guest co-host, Martina Miles. She's Miss Teen Globe USA.
Yes, good morning, and good congratulations.
Morning. Thank you.
We're so proud of yourself.
We're very proud of her, and thank you. Thank you for the congrats. And I'm sure you must be proud and excited as well, and I'm not even going to say you're tired, because you have all this this youthful energy. You do this stuff like you can do it in your sleep, right?
Oh, my gosh, I wish. I think it's the passion and the momentum and the call on my life to get this message out. That's what keeps me going, you know, just wanting to help young people, you know, just like your guests, you know, find their path and just believe that they can do certain things. And so we're excited. Tomorrow is our fifth annual Career Options Conference.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be at Prince George's Community College, and we are, you know, just inviting your wonderful audience to participate. So, again, thank you so much for the opportunity to share that with your guests, I mean, with your audience.
And the reason this is so personal to you, you had an experience where you were so really strung out that you said community colleges almost saved your mere existence, because you were, I guess you were facing some of the stresses and pressures that many young people face today. Is that correct?
Yes, that definitely is correct. I mean, I had the same, I mean, I don't want to date myself, but back in the days, you know, the community college had the same negative perception. You can't go to a community college. It's the 13th grade. Mm. You know, nobody goes there. It's for losers. And I believe that hype. I had gotten accepted to some other universities, but I couldn't afford to go. And so after a whole year of trying to figure it out, finally went there, and, you know, it was just, I was very, you know, broken, going through a lot of trauma, and, you know, as a teenager, but that's really what saved my life, and I just, you know, that's that's why I'm so grateful for the partnership with the Prince George's Community College. We're not just promoting the college, we're trying to promote a message about different pathways, keeping your mind open that, you know, there is hope and there are opportunities, and we just want parents and young people to be exposed to that.
So your theme is passion, purpose, and pathways. Why those three P's? What are they, I mean, how do they resonate with you and should resonate with the audience?
I have the strong, you know, lessons learned. You have to do what you love, and you have to love what you do. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter how much money you make or what titles or, you know, where, you know, what if you have a corner office. You really do have to love what you do. And so what we're trying to do is help young people understand that at a very early age, so that once they get into the workforce and they're building their careers, they will understand that, you know, it has to start with their passion. And once you find that passion, you're able to identify your purpose along the way. And doing those two, you know, putting that formula together, it will put you on the right path. And then before you know it, you're doing something such as yourself, you know, helping, using your gifts and your skills to help people understand business and marketing. So it just leads you to your purpose.
That's exactly right. Now, who should come to this conference? Who should come? Who should be there tomorrow?
Basically, parents, you know, you're a parent, I'm a parent, you know your child, mm-hmm. okay? So it's a situation where we are asking parents, you know, if you have a child who is, you know, who is at the point where they're asking, what now, what next? Mm-hmm. You know, they want to take the four-year route. We have wonderful workshops. In fact, we have a workshop about eliminating college debt. Mm. You know, again, how to get ready for success. We also have a panel about high-demand jobs. You know, where are these industries? You know, how can you get your child involved? We also have a panel on trailblazers who are under 25. So basically, parents, young people, you know, in terms of teenagers, students, young adults, ages 16 to 26, the event is free. It is at Prince George's Community College in the new center for new and expanded Center for Performing Arts. So, and it is free admission.
Now, that's pretty early in the morning. Now, generally, I'm eating my Frosted Flakes or my. I don't want to go down the cereal route because cereal now has gotten so complicated. They got honey bun cereals and Reese's Pieces cup cereals. But anyway, if I don't have a chance to eat my cereal in the morning, is there going to be some food there?
Oh, actually, yes. We're so grateful, again, with the message and the momentum. Chick-fil-A, Steeplechase, where's the other location, and Margo, with Mr. Singletary, they are donating, sponsoring breakfast for the first 200 people.
Wow, my
so
man.
We'll have, yeah, he's an amazing person. So oh,
Keith Singletary.
And Mr. Martin Wills.
Mr. Martin Wills, okay.
Yes. Yeah, so we will have breakfast, and basically, you know, they come in, they listen to the opening session, and then you can go into any of the eight breakout sessions. But if for some reason you're still not an early morning person, you're like, I want to go, then we're inviting your audience, listening audience, to take part of the community conversation. And the community conversation starts at 1:30, but they have to be there at least by 1. That is going to be a public discussion. It's a community conversation that we're having. Harold Fisher from the Daily Drum on WHUR is going to be the moderator. Mm-hmm. And basically, at that event, from 1:30 to 3, we're going to just talk about it. You know, the topic is youth under pressure to succeed. So what are you young people dealing with nowadays? How can we give them the skills? How can we give them the tools so that they can be successful and reach their
goals? Hey, Dr. Charles, hang on a second. I'm just gonna hold on for a second. We're going to come back and ask you to give out the information once again. This is the Marketing Pulpit. I have Dr. Charles talking about the career path options, career options conference coming up tomorrow. Don't go anywhere. We're going to have attorney Jessica Charles joining us. And, of course, we have the beautiful, young, energetic Miss Teen Globe US Martina. Be right back after the break.
This topic of date is sponsored by Compassion International. Construction on the Southeast Southwest Freeway, eastbound after South Capitol Street. Your left lane is blocked with some pretty hefty delays for midday. Flooding closing Georgia Avenue in the Brookville area between New Hampshire Avenue and Jennings Chapel Road. Be prepared to divert from Georgia Avenue traveling north or southbound. Meantime, we've got several reports of fallen trees around the area. Flooding closing a portion of 197 Laurel Bowie Road. It's closed near the BW Parkway in both directions. Be prepared for diversion in that area as well. Sponsored by Compassion International, you can change the world for a child in extreme poverty through Compassion International. Just text CHILD to 83393 to find out how. 48 degrees sunshine as we make it up to 52 for the high. I'm Angela Foster on 1450 AM WOL, where information is power.
All right, I'm over here thinking about that conference. Get me some Chick-fil-A. Get me some inspiration. Dr. Charles is over there. Man, she is working this thing. I'm telling you, we're going to have a... Folks, I've heard some numbers now. You tell me if I'm not exaggerating there, Dr. Charles. But I heard numbers throwing around like 500, 600 folks have already registered. Am I exaggerating?
No, we don't know about it all. And we're, again, the message, the momentum, we're grateful for that. But, you know, again, it's a free event. It is on a Saturday. So, you know, we're hoping that those registrations and praying that the registrations will translate into people actually taking action and participating.
Hey, my co-host, one of my, the mother of Martina, matter of fact, she contacted me the other day. She's like, where's the link to that organization? I need to come there. So, Donna, tell us why were you interested in this event?
Yes, I'm very excited about the event this weekend at Prince George's County Community College.
Yes,
because of my daughter sitting here, Martina.
Right.
Martina is almost 15 years old. She's now homeschooled, but which means she will graduate a lot earlier than she was originally on track to be expected for a graduation date. So basically, I'd like to see her find out about different careers. There's people there that can talk to you about, you know, educate you and, you know, what you have to do to get into this profession.
Right.
Exactly. All the different avenues and ins and outs of choosing different professions, because there's a lot of people that are unhappy with their jobs that went to college and majored and minored in these particular areas, and maybe they didn't choose the right path. We'd like to see Martina have some major experiences in life at this young age and be able to pick and choose the path for her.
But Donna, you know what? You are exactly the kind of people that need to be there tomorrow. So anybody else out there who find themselves in that category, you have a young school age person who's exploring their options. And we're not saying don't go to college. We're saying there are other options that you can look at, because some people may decide to go to community college and get some credits and experience before they decide to go to a four-year college, and they can transfer those credits. So all those kind of options will be discussed tomorrow at this event. Am I right, Dr. Charles?
You're absolutely right. And she was absolutely right, again, about people just, you know, being happy with what they're doing. But we also have a panel about entrepreneurship, because the young people nowadays, you know, they understand the concept of branding through social media. And so we're going to discuss that as well. You know, young people want to start nonprofit organizations, you know.
Right.
So we have panelists that will give them the information.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Dr. Charles. And once again, tell us how people can find out more about the event.
Okay. Please, please, please. We have to keep numbers because of the, fire hazards and all that other stuff. So we have to make sure the numbers are correct. So if they go to eventbrite.com, all they have to do is just type in Career Options Conference. Career Options Conference, and it'll pull up the Echo PGC page. They register, it's for free. You know, you pick your panel, and then, you know, you'll get your ticket.
Now, we wanted to make one correction. Initially, we were promoting Nephew Tommy was going to be in attendance. There was some scheduling conflicts. He will be back in December, but not at this event. There'll be a video presentation, but he in person will not be there this time.
That is correct. That is correct. There was some stuff going on with management, but, you know, and he felt so bad about it. We worked it out. So on December 6th, he'll be back he'll be in the county, and he's going to do a master class at Prince George's Community College with the Department of Humanities. And basically, he's just going to talk about, you know, just his experience. And then that same evening, that event that we were going to do tomorrow night will also be at the Camelot on December 6th. The tickets will be going on sale on this Monday. So you can ask your audience. Well, I'm asking your audience to please, again, check Eventbrite, and then you can go ahead and register that way.
All right, folks. Well, don't let that stop you from coming out tomorrow, because this is about the kids. It's about our children. It's about their future and about the parents giving some having some options, some education, and helping that kid make that right decision that can impact the rest of their lives. Yes. So I'd like to thank Dr. Charles, one, for taking the initiative to bring this great event to us and to our listening audience and to the residents of Prince George's County and the DMV. And so if you have a young school-age child who's pondering their options and wondering which way to go and not sure.
And young adults.
And young adults, exactly. This is just for you. This is for you. This is for the parents. Come on out. Dr. Charles will be there. I will be there. I will be hosting and emceeing the first half of the event. So come on out. Y'all can get to meet some of you people out there in the audience who've been following and so kind to tune into the show. So I'll be there to greet you as well. So come on out to the Pathway Purpose, Passion, Purpose, and Pathways for the 5th Annual Career Options Conference. Thank you, Dr. Charles. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, and have a great weekend. We look forward to seeing everyone, and thank you for this opportunity.
Thank you. All right. Well, that's Dr. Mildred Charles, very passionate young lady. She has a cause that I think we should all get behind. So the Marketing Pulpit is grateful and honored to align our wagon and hitch our wagon in line with the 5th Annual Career Options Conference. I want to thank the got a great lineup of hosts and guests and co-hosts today. We have a full booth here today. As a matter of fact, I'd like to welcome our brand new, talented, experienced, exciting new co-host to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show, Attorney Jessica Charles. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning. How's everybody
today? All right. So
nice to see everyone.
I'm sign up to that mic for a second.
Sure, I'm gonna put it up here.
Just go ahead and introduce yourself real fast. We're gonna be doing a segment with her on the next segment. Just want her to introduce herself since she's in the audience right now and on the mic.
Sure, thank you. I'm Jessica Charles. I'm an attorney. My office is over in the Largo, Upper Marlboro area. I've been practicing for about 18 years now, and I do family law, business, and immigration law. Excited to be here to see what I can contribute to this great show and what we can do.
And she's a very talented young lady indeed. So, all right, so she's going to be coming up on the at the next 11 o'clock hour. Right now we're going to talk to Martina, who has, once again, we have all kind of talent and all kind of reasons to be celebrating today. When we're celebrating our new talented co-host, Attorney Jessica Charles. She's going to be with us on the first Friday of every month. And also our Miss All Things Pageantry herself, Martina Myers. Now, what is your official title now, Martina?
Well, now I'm Miss Teen Globe United States, and in July I'll go to Canada and represent our country.
So you're going to be on the national stage representing the United States?
Yes, international stage.
Folks, you know how big that is? That is on the international stage representing the United States, our own Miss Martina Myers, and once again, just hats off to her mom, who's done an excellent job with this young lady. You have raised yourself a really talented and charming and gifted young lady, and we're honored to have her as part of the Marketing Pulpit team. She has her own segment here called All Things Pageantry. It's a tongue twist, of course, but we're glad to have her here on a regular basis, because one of her missions is to use her pageantry, teach young ladies how to use pageantry to reach some of their goals. Why don't you break that down to us? How does that work?
Well,
So let me just put it this way. So do you think that a young lady, somebody who's maybe struggling, can use pageantry to help reach some of their goals?
Yes, because it definitely builds confidence and it gives you a platform. And some pageants already have a platform, and I have my own platform, which is here to help. It's donating hearing aids to children in need.
So one of the things that you do, one of your platforms is for the deaf contestants. So you're trying to sponsor deaf contestants for the Miss Globe State. Is that correct?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Now, when you say did you learn some sign language?
Yeah, I learned a little bit. I learned how to say my name. Thank you.
Let's see, Martina. That would be
hi.
M-A-R-I-T-I-N-A. I'm trying. Hey, I learned the alphabet. That's about it for me. But that is absolutely great. Now, what it was like, though, tell us about the experience. What was that like? Being involved in Miss Teen Globe US?
It was amazing, and I'm thankful for the opportunity. And basically the competition categories were fashion swimwear, evening gown, self-expression, on-stage question, and interview.
An interview. Did you win all of them?
Yes.
Now, where was the event held?
It was held in Los Angeles, California.
How do you like California?
It was colder than Virginia, actually.
Wait a minute. What part of California? Let's see. California's a really long state. So, let's see. Is Los Angeles up in the northern part or the bottom part?
It's a little south.
You've been to California, Jessica?
Yes. I actually was very surprised how much cooler it was.
What is that? Is it because the longitude, like Los Angeles, what part of the state is that?
That's the Southern California. It's a lot less humid than I think people would think about. And so in the morning, it's definitely, there's a cool breeze, and at night as well. So I was surprised I didn't take any coats out, and I'd be shivering at night when I was walking.
Well, Mom, how do you like California, Mom?
I absolutely loved it, and we can't wait to go back. And we just want to thank all the wonderful sponsors. They're in West Covina, USA National TV.
Okay.
They were great. They made sure that our hotel was comfortable. I mean, I just can't say enough about it. The food was great at the hotel. Holiday Inn West Covina, and I thought, Holiday Inn? But trust me, when we got there, it was a pleasant surprise.
Hooked up, huh?
Everything was fabulous.
You ready to go back?
Yes, I am, and I want to stay at the same hotel. And I have to get a shout out to sales, Suzanne.
Okay.
The director of sales and marketing there, fabulous. And USA TV, Miss Mary, thank you. And the mayor of West Covina. And now Martina, he's told her to refer to him as
Uncle Tony.
Uncle Tony.
Uncle Tony, yes, the mayor of West Covina. The pageant set a nice tour up so that we could go and all of the girls could learn exactly how that city works and how it's run and what the different positions are at the city hall and what it takes to make things happen there.
Well, we're getting congratulations.
Yeah, we enjoyed ourselves at the Miss Globe, and we want to say, we give a shout out to Catherine Cisco, who's now the new director, doing a fabulous job. She's also become a very good friend of mine, and her mother, Miss Yvonne. They're wonderful women. They have great causes, suicide prevention, breast cancer, and early detection awareness and things like that. Cisco and Cisco. Catherine, we love you. Oh. And we're thankful to have you for our director. And we had to say, well, not goodbye, but so long for now.
Well,
and it was his last year. Kyle Haggerty, very highly regarded man in pageantry. His mother was a coach, Miss Birdie. Birdie Haggerty, and he took on the same role. And he has won many competitions. Very talented man, Kyle Haggerty. Good morning. We love you. And it was his last year as a national director.
All right. Man, that sounds like an exciting. I tell you, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to have a couple more questions for Martina. Then we're going to jump into Attorney Charles. You got some very interesting. This is a question I'm sure some of you guys and ladies who are in business world, if you're going through child custody, divorce, how does that affect your finances on your business? So don't go anywhere. This is the Marketing Pulpit. I have a full studio. We'll be right back after the break.
Star-studded awards event celebrating 40 years of Radio 1. Thursday, December 5th, the theater at MGM National Harbor. Tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.com. Urban One Honors, a star-studded awards event celebrating 40 years of Radio 1.
Here they are, one strike away, one out away. 3-2. Here it is! The Washington Nationals are world champions for the first time in franchise history.
Excitement. 1450 WOL congratulates your world champion, Washington Nationals.
WOL Washington, D.C. WMMJ HD2 Bethesda. WKYS HD3 Washington. WPRS HD3 Waldorf and worldwide at WOLDCNews.com.
The views and opinions of the following show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of News Talk 1450 WOL, Radio 1 Incorporated, or their management.
All right, folks, this is the Marketing Pulpit. I'm Robert Gatewell, I'm your host. got ourselves a full studio here of talented people. We got queens, we got doctors, we got lawyers, we got Indian chiefs. We got the whole lineup here today. Well, actually, attorney Charles is joining us today for the first time. She is our new co-host, and she's going to be with us the first Friday of every month, and I'd like to welcome her to the booth. Also, we are celebrating and congratulating Matina Myers. She is the new Miss Teen Globe U.S., and so we're proud to have her here today and proud of her accomplishments. Of course, we have her mom, Donna, who's over there, the proud mom, who's telly boy. Everybody, you know, moms, the power of parenting. Parents, everybody doesn't have a mom and a dad, but there's always somebody in the background who's pushing these children. And we're going to see that on display tomorrow at this conference also, the Career Options Conference, which is sponsored by Dr. Mildred Charles. So we just have a good conglomeration of events and purposes and passions that are colliding. I just had a couple more questions for Martina. Just glad to have her today. Now, you have a special holiday plans for Globe Queens. What is that about?
Well, we're going to be in the Roanoke Christmas Parade, and we have a lot more of appearances in the Misses from California. So I'm really excited that we got together and we're able to just have fun and have many appearances.
So you're going to be on the back of a car, like waving, all that kind of stuff?
Yes.
You got your car already set up, lined up?
We're in the works.
Working on it. Mm-hmm. All right.
But I wanted to add that We're going to be in Roanoke City. I didn't want to be at Roanoke City. They have the Dickens Christmas.
Okay.
It's pretty much a theme setting from Charles Dickens Christmas stories.
Right.
And there's going to be outdoor ice skating rink. I'm the one that's setting up. I'm the manager, so I'm setting up all of these events for the girls. Martina will be judging for the SPCA, a pet costume contest. And they will be riding in the downtown Roanoke City Christmas Parade, which is on an evening, Friday, December 13th, starts at 6:30 p.m. And we haven't decided, but there will be two cars, convertibles, one for Brittany Simmons. Shout out, Miss Beautiful Brittany. I'm arranging a car for you, convertible for you. And then there's other festivities, the tree lighting. Martina will be present for the tree lighting. And the sponsor for the Miss Globe United States pageant, one of them is Proms, Pageants, and Pretty Things in Roanoke, Virginia, and the owner is Miss Tabitha Kane. We'll be having a meet and greet with the Miss Globe Queens on December 14th in Roanoke, Virginia, mm-hmm. at Proms, Pageants, and Pretty Things, and it'll be hosted by Miss Tabitha Kane. We're going to be figuring out some prizes, raffles, and giveaways. And should be an exciting time. Should be a great Christmas out there in Roanoke City. We're going to go out to Roanoke Conference Center for the competition of the Evergreens. Mm-hmm. And that is a wonderful event. You can look up Roanoke Conference Center, competition of the Evergreens. The Conference Center is quite posh.
I can imagine.
Quite posh. So we will be there. And we may stay a couple nights, but we'll be there and... we'll have the competition of the Evergreens. Tabitha Kane from Proms, Pageants, and Pretty Things will have a tree set up. She'll have ornaments of all of her brides that are her customers and the pageant girls. And, of course, she's the Globe sponsor. So Martina will have an ornament with her face on it.
Okay.
So the excitement will be to go to this conference center, check into a nice room, enjoy the festivities, the holiday. Martina will be having story time with children in a red ball gown, reading a book called The Crippled Lamb.
Right.
And we'll vote on the tree for Proms, Pageants, and Pretty Things.
All right. But that is so exciting.
That is a full schedule.
That's
not even half of it. Sorry about that.
It's okay.
Now, if somebody wants to find out more, if there are any information, their website, or if there is some place that they can find out more about what's going on?
Yes. They could go to MissGlobeUnitedStates.com, and they will be posted soon.
All right. Folks.
MissGlobeUnitedStates.com.
Well, thank you again, Martina, and we will have you back and just follow you on this journey. And thank you again, Mom, for everything you've done to push this young lady and promote her. And we're just really happy to have you as one of our participants on the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show.
We just have one more person to really thank.
Sure, please.
Special to us.
Miss Josie Valdez.
Yes, Josie Valdez. Josie Valdez of Josie's Faces and Josie and the Glam Squad, because
Martina pushed on after her sister's death and still held her position and went into Miss Globe United States national competition with a story and a purpose.
All right.
But the people that helped to strengthen her and nurture and mentor this young lady, Kyle Haggerty, Catherine Cisco, we want to thank you, Miss Josie Valdez, for all keeping Martina strong during all this and encouraging her. Josie's faces.
Thank you, Josie. Thank you, Josie. And thank you, everybody, who has contributed to this young lady's rise to prominence as Miss Teen Globe U.S. Looking forward to following that path as it takes her to Canada now to compete in the international contest. All right, folks, we got a great show lined up. The number here is 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. This is the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. I'm Robert Gate with your host having the studio, Donna, Martina, and, of course, the talented Miss Attorney Jessica Charles. Now, Jessica, you say you work in what areas of law?
Let me just adjust the microphone a little bit.
Get right up on it.
Okay. So, primarily, I do a lot of family law, business law, and immigration law has increased over the last year.
Immigration law, I can imagine. Okay.
Yes, especially, it's a lot of immigration questions. I do mostly family-based immigration, though.
Okay.
Yes.
We have a lot of business owners in our audience out here. And we were talking the other day, you and I were having a conversation, and we were talking about asset protection and businesses. And then somebody every now and then may find themselves in a situation where they're going through some type of child custody, then they have maybe divorce. What should a business owner be aware of in those type of instances?
So the way it works with child support and alimony, they look at all of your assets and earnings.
Right.
And Maryland has a very broad way of classifying income. They look at everything. So given the sort of innovation and entrepreneurship theme we have in the DMV, there's a lot of self-made people, a lot of people who have their own businesses or partnerships with people, even if they're not legitimately registered yet. They're running a business, making income. And so when you come in for child support and alimony, which I know are not pleasant topics, but Maryland does have a significant amount of cases with addressing these issues, and both of the parties is a business owner, it's very important to have a categorization of the expenses, because if the courts can't figure out what's a legitimate expense, they're just going to look at all of your revenue, and as a business owner, what your gross revenue is much different than what your net revenue is.
Right.
And what your salary is, even if you are making a salary for yourself. So, the court doesn't have time to sort of parse through a bunch of receipts.
Right.
So it's important to have that really knocked out so that you're getting a fair shake. And that works for whether you're paying or receiving. Because if you're receiving and it looks like you make a lot, the court may, obviously it depends on every situation, but they may feel you actually have more income. And if you actually showed your true expenses, you would show like the actual income is a lot less than what is the initial perception.
Now, does it make a difference whether you're a sole proprietor and just running everything through like your family household, or whether you're an LLC or a corporation?
Right. It does. Obviously, when we look at issues of custody or child support, alimony, and just generally family support, we do look at if you have a corporation or an S corp and you're filing corporate returns, we certainly look at that. But the majority of people do a sole proprietorship or they do an LLC where they pass their income and expenses through their personal return. We see a lot, we'll say travel, for example, $10,000. Well, what was that travel?
Right.
Was that to conferences? Was that going to visit your aunt somewhere in the Carolinas? So having those specified will really be important. And just to be clear, the court does understand that a business owner has expenses and that should come off the main income. What they categorize it as necessary expenses. So it's our burden to show that when we're trying to reduce the gross income, that the expenses we're saying are expenses are necessary expenses. Uh-huh. And so that is something we work hard to do. And I've seen circumstances where one side or the other can show those expenses and the court will reduce the income. And I've seen the other case where it's very confusing and they say, well, I can't figure this out, so we're going to just use your whole gross income from your business since you didn't bring enough records. And that can really impact what a support or payment will be.
Now, how can what about documenting these expenses? Should you just, I mean, is this something you just hand over to your accountant? Is it something you should be doing on an ongoing basis?
Well, one of the things we do with our family clients and our business clients is try to make sure that they document everything. Obviously, a business client, I won't say they necessarily have to be working with a tax preparer or a CPA, but they should definitely, at least quarterly, be having someone go through their expenses to make sure they're lined up in the right way, not only for any potential legal issues or with the IRS, but just for your own purposes to get a gauge of how your business is doing. What has surprised me in the practice is that there are many people in our community who are doing great work in the arts and music and just innovation, making things, selling products, but they don't have a formalized business structure. And then when growth happens, sometimes they collapse because they didn't anticipate the expenses, the logistics, the production. So it's not just documentation. What the expenses do help you gauge for what you're going to need as you expand.
And it sounds like you're in a unique position to be involved in family law and business law. So you get to see both sides of the coin.
Yes. I've had the client who is I won't say necessarily the stay-at-home parent, but the stay-at-home parent, or the parent who is not the high earner, and I've had the other side. So I've seen literally the payer and the payee, and they both have different challenges. And also just in dealing with business owners outside of family law, I've seen the cases where, particularly if you don't have the protections in place, other companies, other people try and co-opt your products, your songs, your music, your art.
Mm-hmm.
And I have one client I remember. He was showing me that a YouTube artist in Germany kept redrawing his logo like over and over, and had hundreds of thousands of views. And
right.
The young man had not protected his logo, so it was being co-opted everywhere. So it's very important to, when you have a business, whether you're going just on a business side or through the family law process, to discuss that with someone who can help you get those records together.
So considering all of this, what would you, do you help companies with this? Do you help companies with these challenges?
Yes, I do. I do. I mean, that wasn't the intent, but I found it as I spoke with clients who were also business owners that we had a good rapport to just help recommend them to restructure their business to make it function correctly. I'm always about making the foundation as strong as possible, because your product can be great, but if you don't have a strong foundation on your business, you're going to come into a space where you're going to hit a wall. And if that foundation is solid from the beginning, the likelihood of your business being successful, expanding, surviving any challenges is going to be exponentially greater.
Now tell somebody, I want you to stick around also, but before we go to break, tell folks how they can find out more about you and your company.
Oh, sure. Again, my name is Jessica Charles. My website is www.j, like Jessica, C like Charlie, L like Larry, A like W, like Adam, W like William, G like Gregory.com, jclawg.com. And you can find us. Our office is located in Largo. And just look us up on the internet. I'm pretty much all over the place.
You can also find her on the Marketing Pulpit on the homepage. She's going to be with us now for the first Friday of the month. And we're going to come back in a minute, Jessica. Why don't you help me with some of these stories we want to talk about? We're going to talk about Facebook and Twitter, first of all, talking about banning political ads. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after the break. This is the Marketing Pulpit.
Good morning, it's WOL. Traffic update is sponsored by Positive Coaching Alliance. Southbound on DC 295, very slow Benning Road to East Capitol Street. Northbound, pretty slow from the 11th Street Bridge to East Capitol Street. Nothing reported in the roadway right now. Northbound of the BW Parkway, slowing from Powder Mill Road to 197. 197 and Laurel was closed near the BW Parkway because of a tree and wires down to the roadway after those storms last night. Questions about youth or high school sports? Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA, a national nonprofit organization, develops better athletes, better people through youth and high school sports. Info at positivecoach.org. Now your WOL weather forecast, sponsored by Mothers Against Drunk Driving. Sunny 50s today, down to the upper 30s overnight tonight. Tomorrow sunny with highs in the mid-50s. For victims of drunk and drugged driving, your grief is unique, but you're not alone. You always have a place at MAD. Call the 24-hour victim helpline at 877-MAD-HELP or visit MAD.org. Steve Hirschhorn for Newstalk 1450 AM WOL, where information is power.
Boy, we have some heavyweights up in the house, up in the house today. This is the Marketing Pulpit. I'm Robert Gatewood, your host. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. I have in the studio a special guest and guest host, Martina Meyer, celebrating her reign as the Miss Teen Globe U.S. and her mom, Donna. We also have my co-host, who's going to be with me the first Friday of every month, Attorney Jessica Charles. Matter of fact, we right in the same building. I could have saved some gas and rolled over here. I could have kept on a ride with you. But I always like to bring talented people to the studio and share this information. And folks, let me tell you something about this show. We give out some good information on here that you have to pay some good money for if you had to hire one of us. So you better grab yourself a pen, a pencil, and make sure you tune in here every week and save yourself some money. And also, you might know, if you don't need some of these services and I think some of the guest services, then of course you may know somebody, so also feel free to share this information with others who might need services and so forth. We were talking about some of the news items also earlier, Jessica. We were talking about, of course, the Chicken Wars. Chick-fil-A done came out here and said we're going to be promoting the National Chicken Sandwich Day on Sunday, and they're not even open on Sunday. And so that was like a little egg on their face. now, Uber is moving towards banking. So now I guess you can get your Uber can take you up to the concert. They can also bring you some food. I guess not even carry around a big bag of money. I mean, how do they?
Well, there's a lot of people who are unbanked, they call them. So it's a sizable amount of the population.
Unbanked. Now, that's a new term. What's unbanked? I know what it sounds like. Is that one of those attorney terms?
No. It just means that they don't have a checking or savings account, traditional account. They use these prepaid cards, or they
payday loans.
The payday loans. They do check cashing. And that's a part of the population the banking industry and also other companies are trying to get access to, because even though they're not banked, they have, you know, millions and millions of dollars that are coming.
You know what? You're right.
Yeah.
You put some light on this, some perspective, because Uber has about 4 million drivers.
Correct.
If they can capture that market, and if many of them are unbanked, which they probably are, they've already got a built-in captive audience.
That's right. And so it also allows, it's a very interesting strategy by Uber, because now they're going to be able to track, like, sort of the patterns of people's travel, the way they spend. Everything's about data now.
Everything
who owns
about
your data, what to use the data for. So this is a very smart, interesting move by Uber, who's had some challenges in the last couple of years.
I'll say some bad PR, too.
Yes.
Here's one. Speaking of PR, Facebook, who's also fighting this PR war, is pledging $1 billion to boost affordable housing in California, producing up to 20,000 new home units for workers over the next decade.
Wow.
Do you think that's a marketing move, or is this Santa Claus, or what's their end game here?
Well, this all goes again with the sort of automation of our society. California has extremely bad, I think we've all been hearing about it, the homeless population with the tent cities all over.
Right.
And it's in San Francisco particularly, it was one of the places where people who worked in the city couldn't live in the city. I think D.C. might have beat them recently, though.
Right.
I vaguely heard that. Mm-hmm. So I think it's a good marketing move. They also had some bad press this last year and a half, so they definitely need to show that they're
for the community. And I do think anything that can help the housing people, the housing crisis is very important.
Yeah, I think they're riding a very positive wave, because the next story, which has really gotten them in a bind, is the Twitter came out and banned political ads, which really put Mark Zuckerberg on the spot, because Jack Dorsey, who's the CEO of Twitter, he said that including political ads was, he said, was spreading misleading information and presenting challenges to civic discourse. And he said it was increasing velocity, sophistication, and overwhelmingly putting this information out there, this misleading information. And he didn't want to be a part of it. As a matter of fact, he went on to say that if you have a political message, then it should be earned, not bought. Which I think is really, because there's too much money in politics, first of all, to begin with. That's what Bernie Sanders and some of the other progressives have been saying all along, that when are we going to get back to the point where it's your message that wins the crown, not how much money you have? And I think that's this is like the first shot over the bow to start to rein in some of that money in politics. And it would take these big behemoths like Twitter and Facebook and Google to lead the charge. Now that puts the spotlight on Zuckerberg. He's saying, look, hey, politics is news and it's newsworthy, so I'm going to just keep putting it out there. Now, is he on the wrong side? Who's on the wrong side here?
Who's on the wrong side?
Or who's on the right side? Because,
well, I think Twitter and Jack Dorsey run a good, that's a good situation. I do think he runs Twitter in a much more transparent way than Zuckerberg does. And I also think, since the speed of Twitter, things show up on Twitter much faster than they do on Facebook. More people are looking at it, particularly the demographics that both parties want. So I think it's a good move. It's going to be interesting to see how it manifests.
But, Jessica, what about freedom of speech? Because you're going to have the freedom of speech people. They're going to say that, and of course, particularly on the right, they're claiming this is censorship because Twitter, of course, is Donald Trump's main platform.
Correct.
And so suddenly he can't use his largest mouthpiece to run political ads.
Well, he can say on his own account. So my understanding of the ban is that the paid ads are the ones that are going to be,
which is what Dorsey is saying. He's saying if you can earn that followers, those engagement, then of course we have no problem. It's when you're going out here spending money, that's where they draw the line. Which is a good segue into my I have a quick tip for folks on of course, this jump into my marketing sermon. I had to do this little segue here. We're going to talk about reach, because what Jack Dorsey is saying, that if you can reach those people through your own means, we call that organic reach. Let me just introduce some terms to you, because there's different types of reach when it comes to social media. Organic reach is a number of distinct users that have seen a specific post on their feed or timeline. In other words, it was not purchased. We call that organic. That means it was somebody you followed, some information you may have been shared with through somebody, but it was not a paid reach. What Jack Dorsey is talking about, which is the next term, is paid reach. That's the number of times that a distinct user have come across sponsored ads. That means a company paid for these ads. And so what Jack Dorsey is saying, if you can get organic reach, I have no problem whatsoever. He's saying it's the paid reach that we have a problem with. Now, of course, there's a third type of reach that's called viral. That's the number of times a distinct user comes across comments, shares, posts of somebody that may have been following somebody else. So you may have, let's say if I have 10 followers, but somebody in my group may have 1 million followers, then of course the fact that that person shared one of my posts, then that would be, that we call that viral reach. And everybody's goal in social media is to go viral. So, and because there is a little difference between Facebook and Twitter, how they count reach. For instance, Twitter allows, they count the viral reach as part of their numbers of reach, whereas Facebook doesn't. So what Twitter is saying is that, yes, you can reach that audience, but you got to work to earn it.
I think that's great.
I agree with
it. I think it's interesting. I think it's going to be interesting how it plays out as we go through the campaign season particularly, and how our current president is going to utilize that, or spin that.
Well, I'm getting I think that right now the discourse, the climate in the country is so toxic. And we have these big platforms like Google and Facebook and Twitter. They have to take a more, they have to take a larger role, because right now they're almost unregulated. I think they should be regulated like a utility, like phone and water and air and other places.
It may get there. It's a catch-22. You brought up the free speech argument. The internet is unregulated. But whenever you put in regulation, you add the red tape, you have to have a staff to monitor. They know whether the regulations are being enforced. And since it's sort of intangible, how do we regulate? You know, we see that in some of our the more authoritarian countries, regulating what comes through the internet.
And you know what concerns me? This is the part that where I sort of get what Facebook is saying. Because generally, whenever regulation comes down, it always seems to affect our community more negatively than other communities. Because if you have the levers on the switch, then you can bend the rules to your liking, to your advantage.
Correct.
And we're not usually in those rooms to that degree. And so somebody will pass these rules about no political ads, and then, of course, people like Trump and the rest of them will find a way to get around it. And
that's
so it would end up hurting us more in the long run. That's my point.
But this all circles back to the data argument. Who owns our data, our searches? You know, I think you can tell them where I'm leaning on this. But, you know, so many times I'm on Facebook and I'll say something to someone sitting next to me, and that very thing will show up on my Facebook feed.
Yep.
And Facebook says they're not listening to you. How did that ad get there? A word I mentioned to someone standing next to me. So those are things we're going to have to look at as a country, as a nation, as technology enhances.
Well, folks, thank you again, Jessica. Quickly, I want to thank my sponsor, BLE Executive Suites, Miss Bernadette Clay. As a matter of fact, I saw her at the event. We had an event this past Wednesday. It was a wind down. Congressman Darryl Barnes, he's a representative in the House of Representatives in Maryland. Had a great turnout, great companies there. I want to thank everybody that I had the pleasure of meeting at this event. But BLE is so involved in the community, but they provide a great service. If you need office space, they have three illustrious locations. They have the National Harbor location, they have the Largo Center in Largo, and of course they have the Hub Zone over in College Park. So if you need them, if you're trying to get 21 lined up right now, they have an offer where you can get a free business address or you can get one of their free conference rooms to try it out for an hour. If you need a lease, just to meet a place to meet your clients, a mailroom service, somebody to answer the phone, start 2020 in the land of plenty. Start 2020 in the land of plenty, and you can find that at BLE Suites. Call them at 301-322-1700 or go to blesuites.com. I'd like to thank my guests today, Martina and Donna.
Hello.
All right. Thank you, guys. We'll have you back soon. And, of course, my new co-host, Jessica. All right. Attorney Charles. And also, don't forget to go to the Passion Career Options Conference tomorrow at Prince George's Community College. Go to Marketing Pulpit and get more information. That's going to wrap up the show for today. And if you want to be successful, you got to do these three things. Do the right thing. Do it at the right time. And you got to do it right. Enough talk. Let's get to work.
Good morning, folks. I'm Earl Kirk. Here's the latest from News1.com, sponsored in part by AARP and the Ad Council. For those fortunate enough to care for the person who has always been their hero, AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources at aarp.org/caregiving. Maryland lawmakers are reacting to the impeachment.